Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
The power for a forceful turnaround. A forceful turnaround is a breakthrough you get against all odds, number one. What is a forceful turnaround? The kind of breakthrough that you get against all odds, against resistances. In other words, you are not supposed to succeed, but you succeeded against all odds. Every indices is working against you, but you were able to gain access. Everyone that saw it concluded you will never get it, but somehow you got it. That's a forceful turnaround. Something that should not ordinarily be yours, but anyway, anyhow, it became yours. Jesus said to a man in John chapter 5, carry your bed and walk. And that day was a Sabbath day. On that day, no one should carry a bed and no one should walk. But against the laws of the land, that man walked and was going home. Those who met him said to him, are you not aware today is sanitation and nobody should step out? And he said to them, the man who healed me told me to carry my bed. And they left him. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus was preaching in a church. And while he was ministering, he sighted a woman in the congregation who was bent over. In other words, she was reduced to her knee level. If she wanted to stand, she couldn't stand. And she's been in that mess for 18 years. And the Bible records that it wasn't a medical issue. It was a demonic attack. For 18 years, she's been in that position of disability. She saw those who were born the same time with her, growing tall. And she was still at that point. On that day, Jesus thought and saw the woman. And when he sighted the woman, he said to the woman, woman, arise. And as soon as the woman stood up, in a reduced size, the Bible says the Pharisees, the elders, the teachers, they lifted up their eyebrow and said within their heart, we know this man wants to heal, but today is a Sabbath. He shouldn't dare it. And when Jesus took notice of their heart, he said to them, how many of you here will have any of his goats, sheep, get missing or fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, and you will allow the goat to stay inside the pit because it is Sabbath? How many of you would not go to rescue the sheep? How much more should this daughter of Abraham continue to be tied down in this mess? And Jesus, against all odds, said to the woman, woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. And the devil left that woman. And for the first time in 18 years, she stood erect. A forceful turnaround. The people didn't like it, but the woman got it. The people didn't like it, but Jesus did it. I prophesy to you that whatever it is that has become too difficult for you to get, may you receive it by a forceful turnaround. A forceful turnaround. A forceful turnaround is recording an incredible feat despite known resistance. What is a forceful turnaround? Recording an incredible feat in spite of a known resistance. You have been told point blank you wouldn't make it, but yet you made it. A forceful turnaround. You were told you will never get out of this thing, but yet you got out. There are people under the sound of my voice that you will be the first in your family to break a limit that have been existing for many, many years. If you are the one, let me hear your amen. You have been told, you have seen it. It is obvious that people in that community don't go beyond this point. But a forceful turnaround is when you record an incredible feat despite known resistance. People are pushing against you. Let's see how you will get it. Let's see how it will happen. Yet it happens. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 21 or thereabout, when the Philistines heard that David was coming, they laughed. I said, David, the son of Jesse, he cannot enter this city. Does he know us? David cannot enter this city, let alone taking an inch. The Bible said when David heard it, he took his mane of war and went into that city, killed everybody in that city, and changed the name of that city. Until today, that city is called the City of David. Recording an incredible feat despite known resistance. Let me pray for you. No matter what is resisting you, you will record an incredible feat. No matter who is alive and has sworn that as long as I live, you will never see the break of day. Let me say to you, he will not die. He will see you become it before he dies. No, you didn't hear me well. He said, until I die, before she gets married. You will not wait for him to die. You will marry, and after your marriage, he will die. So that he will know that that thing could happen while he was still alive. Because if it happens when he is dead, it will look as though what he said has come to pass. And I decree that every known resistance in your life, anyone that has said, let me see how he will marry, how he will graduate, how he will have a job, how he will finish the building, I declare today, he will see, they will see, she shall see. That's what a forceful turnaround is. Nebuchadnezzar said to those three boys, I will see the God that will deliver you out of my hand. I have messed up people before. I have destroyed nations before, including Israel, of all people. Their gods didn't say anything. He said, let me see the God that will deliver you from this fire that I have increased 7 times. He didn't die. He saw the God. And when he saw the God, he proclaimed, the fourth man looks like the Son of God. In the name of God that is above all other names, what they say you will not become, become more than it. I say, where they say you will not go, receive power to go there. Receive power to enter there. Receive power to access it. Can I hear a louder amen? What is a forceful turnaround? It is a kind of breakthrough you get when you least expect it. A forceful turnaround is a kind of breakthrough you get when you least expect it. Let me say to someone, this year will not end. You will get the kind of breakthrough you least expected. You didn't know it was going to be like that. You have concluded that this year nothing good will happen. And suddenly the Red Sea is opening. Whoever told the Israelites that they could walk past that Red Sea without a boat, as far as we are concerned, we are dead and finished. It's either we are dead inside the sea or the Egyptians will kill us. But all of a sudden, they saw a Moses raising a staff. And they said, what is this man trying to do? Does he even know that this one is a Red Sea? And suddenly, they heard this mighty rushing wind. And the wind was blowing so much as to carry them away. And before they could say Jack, they saw the Red Sea dividing gradually. And then they saw a wall made of water by the left, and saw another wall made of water by the right. And then in the front of them was a highway. And they walked in. A sudden breakthrough. If you can lift your hands above your head, I stand in the name of Jesus and I declare over you what you least expected, the miracle you least expected, the breakthrough you least expected, the job you least expected, the contract you least expected, the appointment you least expected, the promotion you least expected. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. A forceful turnaround is a result you get almost at the risk of your life. I mean the result that you say, see this result, is going to change. Whatever it will take, I will give it. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah said to his servant, go and check the sky. By now, the rain should be gathering. And the boy went and checked and came back and said, there is no single sign as though rain will fall. And the Bible says, Elijah sat on top of the mountain and put his head in between his knee. He didn't care to look at the sky. He was sending somebody, go check. And he was waiting for the result. They came back the second time and said, it is still the same way. He didn't change his prayer position. He kept praying. As far as I am concerned, this result, I'm going to get it. What I want is rain. Remember, in chapter 17, Elijah said, there shall be no rain nor dew until I say so. He said, by my word. And this time, he wants the rain to come back. After 3 years and 6 months of seizure, he wants the rain to come and the sky is not cooperating. He wants the rain to come, but the weather is not cooperating. He wants the rain to come, but there was no symptom. It didn't appear as there was going to be rain. But the man said, I will pray it until it happens. I like the way the book of James chapter 5 puts it. He said, Elias was a man of like passion. And he prayed earnestly that it rained not for 3 years and 6 months, and it did not rain. And he prayed again, and God sent forth rain. A forceful turnaround is the turnaround that you get almost at the risk of your life. Rebecca said to Jacob, go and get the blessing and let your curse be upon me. There are certain things that you will need to adjust your gear. And said, I will wrestle this matter to the end. Look at Jacob. He's running away for the fear of being killed by his brother. And then on the journey, he became tired and decided to rest. And while he decided to rest, he saw a stone. He picked up the stone and placed his head. And while he was sleeping, he had this vision. And so angels going up and angels coming down. And he woke up from the sleep and said, alas, this was the gate of heaven and I knew not. And so he took oil and anointed the stone and said, God, if you will return me back safely, I'm going to make this place a place of your abode. And he continued on the journey. 20 years down the line, Things didn't change so much as far as Esau's stance was concerned. He's always getting update from home. By now, Isaac is late. By now, Rebecca is late. And Jacob is left to confront Esau. And he said to Laban, I am going back to my father's house. Whatever it will be, let it be. The size of my family is greater than another man's house. I can't stay any longer here. I am bigger than my in-law's house. And he took his children. He didn't know what Esau would do to him. And then he started going. Somewhere in the journey, the Bible says he was told that Esau is also making a journey towards your direction. And that was a fearful message. I don't know why Esau is coming. And the Bible says Esau is coming with 400 men. 400 men. Esau is coming with 400 men. And guess how many people Jacob was coming with? Jacob himself, two of his wives. Two of the wives had two housemaids. That is four. And 13 children. So 4 plus 13, 17. Plus 2. That will be 19. Plus Jacob, 20. And all of them were kids. Jacob was the only grown-up man. And he's going to face an Esau that is coming with 400 men. When he heard that, there was so much fear in his heart. And the Bible said in the night, he separated himself from his family. He said, everybody stay on your own. No morning devotion, no family get together today. And the Bible says he stayed alone. And while he was alone, the Bible said, there he rested with a man. He was alone, trying to think over his problem. What kind of calamity is this? And then suddenly, in the midst of that depression, I don't know how an angel found himself in Jacob's corner. And Jacob said, you have come to touch the tail of a wounded lion. And he woke up, and the Bible said, there he rested. It was a fight. He fought. He knew that being was a being that can bring a change to his life. And he fought and fought and fought from 1 a.m. to 2, 2 a.m. to 3. Jacob is fighting. Remember, of course, you know you can't beat Jacob to a fight. He started fighting in the womb. How many of you remember the story? He started fighting in the womb. He fought his brother until the Bible says he held to the heel of his brother. He was telling Esau, you can't go first. I will go first. And they fought and fought and fought and fought until Esau came out first. As soon as Esau's head came out, Jacob's hand also came out. And the Bible says the person who took the delivery was confused. Who was the first or the second? So they needed to use a red ribbon and tied in the hand of Esau to be sure that when we start talking, we'll know who came out first. Said, that guy was a fighter. And here, he's fighting with an angel. 4 a.m., he's still fighting. And the angel knew that this fight is a fight that must finish. So the angel pleaded with man and said, please, can you allow me to go? By my nature, no human eyes should see me. By my nature, no human should see me. The day is breaking. And Jacob said, if you don't bless me, I'm not going to let you go. The people you don't want to see you will see you. And he fought. And then the angel looked at him and said, what is your name? Let me know the man who can fight this long. And he said, my name is Jacob. The angel said, from today, you shall not be called Jacob. You shall be called Israel. For you have fought with an angel and prevailed. So shall you fight with men and prevail. The angel surrendered to Jacob. And Jacob left him. From that day, every negativity that came with Jacob changed. He became Israel. No one knew. The wives and the children didn't know what he was going through in the night. And the next morning, he said to them, journey continued. And as they continued the journey, the name Israel sent a signal to the heart of Esau. Esau that came to kill, to destroy, and to take away, suddenly changed his mind and was looking for how he can help Jacob. A forceful turnaround is that turnaround that you are willing to get at all costs. And that's why there are certain situations in your life that you must be ready to give it what it takes. Does it demand fasting? I'm going to give it. Does it demand commitment? I will give it. Does it demand sacrifices? I will give it. What is a forceful turnaround? A forceful turnaround is an induced turnaround. An induced turnaround. Something that you are propelled. Something that you have compelled. Something that you are brought to be. It wasn't supposed to happen, but it happened. Forceful turnaround doesn't just happen. Hallelujah. It doesn't just happen. It must be deliberately activated. A forceful turnaround is not just a wish. It is an action that triggers a result.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.